when I was a kid, nerds had shame. They had shame. They had horrible days at school. They were stuffed in lockers, left there overnight reading whatever they could find. Then in the mornings, janitor let them out, and then they got the shit kicked out of them for wearing the same stuff 2 days in a row. Now they're walking around all proud, double pocket protectors, black socks yanked up. This is what happens when you get rid of bullying. It is. When you get rid of a species' natural predator, it just grows exponentially. Actually, nerd Jesus died in the last year, right? Steve Jobs. Yeah, he died, right? I know, a lot of nerds here tonight. I know, you're sad. I didn't get it. I didn't get the big deal they made about that guy. When he died, they were like, he changed the world. That was insane. He changed the world. The world was one way, and then Steve Jobs came, and it was another. What did he do? Somebody, for the love of God, what the fuck did that guy do? What did he do? He told other people what to invent? I want my entire music collection in that phone. Get on it! Right? And then these poor, nameless, faceless scientists gotta go in a back room and figure it out. How the fuck are we gonna get all of this into this? I mean, what year does this guy think this is? This is crazy. This is like Buck Rogers. Dude, my kid has a birthday in like 11 months. Steve Jobs just walking by. I don't hear any thinking going on in there. Just strutting around the office, eating some pretentious fruit like a pear. Right? Just throwing out ideas. Another one I just came up with on the way to work. I was reading a magazine the other day, turning pages, you know? I like to turn pages on a screen that aren't even there. Yeah, wrap your fucking heads around that, guys. See you in 8 years. Where you going, Michael? Big, little, get on it. Right? And all these people slave away to make his vision come true. And then they have the big nerd fest, right? Down there, Comic-Con, and all their nerd mecca. They're all showing up with their acne and their Hulk shirts, limping into the arena, right? Does Steve Jobs go out with a whole chorus line of scientists? No, he goes out there by himself. Sneakers and no belt, like it was no biggie.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
More like radio, less like crap.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
So he's standing there holding the pizza like...
He's holding it up in the air.
Like a Polaroid, like this.
Yeah, like he was shaking a Polaroid
But he
picture.
Has his arm on his waist, like very feminine, talking about how great the pizza is. So he took two bites of the pizza and then for no reason said, I'm done with this, and threw it over his shoulder and just... And then he proceeded to get another slice and keep eating. He was just done with that slice of pizza.
He flung it over his shoulder and splattered on his cat and got mad at himself that he was going to have to clean it up. And then he's angry that he's like, oh, I fucking made a mess. And he accidentally slips out of his hand and he flings it over his shoulder again in the opposite direction on the other side of the kitchen. And then he's just like, oh, fuck this shit. And he picks it up one more time and throws it in the trash can. And of course, misses by a long shot and it smears all over the floor.
Oh my God.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Hey,
everybody. Dutch and Royce time here on MoreLikeRadio.com. It's Tuesday, April 28th, 2015. Here on More Like Radio. Our number is 954-573-2780 or go to MoreLikeRadio.com/live if you would like to see us live and go into the chat room and all kinds of things like that. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingerden here with Royce Lopez.
Hello.
Marie Lopez.
Hi, everyone.
Jim Heil.
Hello there.
And Sherry Dahl.
Hi.
This is our first show back from the very fun live event that we had over this past weekend. For those of you lucky enough to stream it live, you probably heard all the, at least the festivities that particular night. Do we have that up for download? Is it up yet or no?
Hi.
Hold on. Seriously?
I haven't had a chance to look, dude. I traveled yesterday. I didn't land till 2 o'clock this morning. I've been at work all day, and I just got in. So
I'm still waiting for the Game of Thrones show from last week to be edited. So I don't even know what's going to happen with the live event.
Okay, well, that's up to Hammy.
No, I don't think the audio from the event is up yet. The photos just got posted, like 2 minutes ago.
Yes, so
More Like Radio on Facebook. You can look at the More Like Radio MLR Live 3 photos.
Nice plug, Mitchell. So yeah, the audio of that will come up soon. When we were doing the pre-audio, like checks and things like that, everything sounded really good. So Hammy did a wonderful job with all of that. I would say that was a huge success. What do you guys think?
Great success. I like how much. What? What?
I don't even remember Borat saying that, but
FF.
Anyways,
I had a lot of fun. Like when you said,
I was gonna say, what did you guys do this weekend?
Well, obviously, I had to hang out with you. Unfortunately, Kelsey.
Hey.
Kelsey. Hi, Kelsey.
Kelsey,
we miss you so much already.
Hi.
My weird girlfriend Kelsey is also here in the background.
She's amazing. Kelsey.
It'd be better if her mic was on or she was talking into it.
Well, she needs to talk into the mic, baby.
I am into it. You don't there have you it
go.
On.
It was on.
No, it was on.
I love you guys, too. I miss you already.
There was a big-time lesbo relationship going on between the three girls who are on the show right now.
All of the girls?
All of the girls.
Period.
Royce, where should we start?
I guess. I don't know. I mean...
Well, okay.
Let's start at the beginning.
How about we do, like, at least from... Mitch and Sherry, you guys got in earlier before I did. So what happened when you guys first showed up? Because you guys were there at least a day before we showed up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got there on Thursday. Thursday at about 5 o'clock, and we had to wait for Big Dumb Ashley at the airport. So
how long?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
45 minutes.
Yeah, it was like 45 fucking minutes.
Well, that was because you guys didn't have his phone number.
Well, he didn't have phone. He didn't have Facebook. He didn't have anything. And we're like...
Or he obviously didn't even have a good time, but we'll get to that. For somebody who always says that he has an amazing time at live events, he was basically falling asleep on a chair. And I want you to keep that in mind at the very beginning, so when you hear what transpired, you go, what is wrong with him? So it's very important you know that at the very beginning.
Right.
But I guess we could start by the first person that came in, and that was Western Echo. He was supposed to come in Wednesday evening, but... He had some sort of thing in Jackson. I don't know. I don't speak Russian. But
for those who don't know, Western Echo is he's Dennis, our web guy.
Yeah. So anyway, he showed up. So we just kind of hung out that day. Then let's see. Who came in next?
I believe everyone else did. Hammy. No, not Hammy.
Everyone started Thursday. Showing up in our house while I was preparing for people showing up in our house on Thursday. Like every time I turned around, somebody knew and walked in the door like, So I was so fucking excited to see every one of you. It was like family coming into town.
Except
better.
We actually like each other.
Exactly. And I don't think the energy died the entire time, except for like towards the very, very end where we all realized we were 30 and crashing.
Yeah, we went hard as fuck for about 2 days, but we'll get to all the details of that. But so, okay, so you had a whole bunch of people who were showing up like early on. So it was Dennis first, and then Mitch, Sherry, and Dumb Ashley.
Yeah, we were rolling 15 strong, you know, then Hammy and Joe and
Dan
showed up. Actually, Dennis was the first one in, but he wasn't hanging out with us the first night because he came in real late. And then Derek from 360 on 420 and Ash were with D and Sean.
Is that his name?
That's his name.
Oh, okay, we're trying to figure out, like, what's Judge's name?
I thought it was Judge.
She actually thought his legal given name was Judge.
Oh, dear Lord.
Hey,
yeah, his name is
Derek.
Some
babies have been named that.
I guess so. But yeah, no, we were constantly just like a gigantic group of people all enjoying each other and being the loudest, most obnoxious group.
It was very fun.
It was so much fun. I would say that each year seems to get better and better.
Okay, so as far as like level of obnoxiousness goes, me showing up at 7 o'clock in the morning with this one over here, is that the most obnoxious thing that's happened so far?
Well, hold on. Let's put
with you is the most obnoxious moment ever.
Hey.
That one was pretty obnoxious.
Let me put things in perspective here for a second. What bothers me the most about Dutch's whole, oh, I showed up at 7 a.m. I'm so, if you're listening to last week's show, I already blaming Kelsey for, oh, I showed up late, blah, 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 blah. And, So what bothers me the most is that he pretends like, oh, we're so annoying, we're going to be there at 7. But when he shows up, he was trying to get in bed naked with everybody. So it's like, it's not like he really cares. He likes to pretend like it's, oh, I'm so annoying.
Hey, how about you let us explain the situation before you automatically go into a diatribe about how I'm a piece of shit? How about you describe what happened?
I was trying to.
You weren't. You got ahead of yourself like you always do.
I'm so happy Royce pointed that out right now.
I'm sorry, but nobody listened to Dutchie may have a concussion. Anyway, here's what happened.
Here's what happened.
I'm talking.
I'm the one who was on the flight, stupid.
Yeah, but it was my fucking home, shitbag.
Okay, we'll get to that point.
No one cares. We know how airplanes work. Let me guess. You got on it.
Pacquiao and Mayweather.
You got on it and you landed? Yeah, we know how airplanes work. No one needs to hear about your flight experience.
My point being is that like.
So I got to the airport and I stood in line.
I'm trying to say my idiot girlfriend behind me here is the one who booked the flight that we took off from Colorado at midnight. And so basically we landed at 5 a.m. your time because it's about a 3-hour, 20-minute.
Nobody cares about your sadness.
Anyways, we landed super early, but we couldn't check into our hotel until 10 a.m. So we're like, what are we going to do for the next couple of hours? I was like, let's just drive to there. But and I had this whole idea of like, I need to crawl in bed with them nude to wake them up because I guarantee they're not awake. Well, we get to your house and I was hoping your house would be unlocked. But, you know, sure enough, it was locked because you're smart. And I ring the doorbell, and John shows up with his hairy chest, and he's just like...
I want to pause right here.
Okay, go ahead.
Pause real quick right here, Dutch, because I heard the doorbell ring, and I believe I audibly said, oh, fuck, Dutch is here. Because we knew it was going to get loud.
And I had woken up just like 30 seconds before the doorbell rang, and I would like to point out that Kelsey doesn't talk. Kelsey's like, oh, my God, hi, guys.
Yeah, she doesn't talk. She's in a constant state of yelling.
It keeps the energy up. I like it.
No, it doesn't. It keeps people on edge. Energy up is one thing. I like positive, energetic people. But at 3 a.m. on a Friday night,
it was 7:30 a.m.
No. Excuse me. I understand. Fucking give me 3 seconds to get something out. What I'm saying is, it's great for sometimes. But at 3 a.m. when she's like, oh my God. And Dutch of all people is like, and this is Dutch, can you lower your voice? And everyone that knows Dutch knows he's loud. So when Dutch is telling you to fucking be quiet, you're screaming.
When I have to lean my head over like the side of the window at 8:30 in the morning and say, hey, baby, could you please shut the fuck up? That's not a good thing. That means you're being really loud when I have to tell you that.
Because Kelsey's trying to find a Tinder date for John.
Stephanie is one mile around. Just start
Stephanie,
yelling.
Where are you?
So at 8 in the morning, this is after I got into bed with like Mitch and Sherry, and I tried to get into bed with him, but he locked his door, and then I was trying to get into bed with Marie and Royce to wake them up, but Yuki is in there, and Yuki will tear my head off, so I was like, no, let's not do that. So, you know, these people are, these poor people, we'd have been traveling all night because we had obviously been up all day. So I understood that, like, okay, our energy level is going to be a little bit higher. So I try to not keep it retarded. I try to keep it fun. At one point in the morning, I guess she was talking with John, and the conversation at Tinder came up, and they like narrowed their search down to within 1 mile of the surrounding area of Royce's house, and they had one match, and it came up with Stephanie. So I guess Kelsey thought that it was a good idea to start screaming Stephanie's name out, thinking if you're within 1 mile, you have to hear me because I'm that loud. Yep. And that's when I had to peek around the corner and be like, hey, baby, could you please shut the fuck up? It's 8 o'clock in the morning, and I don't think Maureen Royce's neighbors need to hear this right now.
Nope.
Well, yeah, but now, once again, I get out of my room at 7 a.m. or 7:30 because I showered first. And when I walk outside, they're already sitting there fucking three beers in deep drinking at 7 in the morning.
It was one beer.
Shut up.
It started with one all night.
It started with
one.
I was on four, really. I know, exactly. So Dutch could say whatever he wants, but there was more bottles than to what you're saying. So anyway, when I walked out there drinking, and at first Dutch said, well, for us, it's still the middle of the night. I'm like, it's 8 o'clock. For you, it's 5 in the morning. It's not the middle of the night unless you're from Guam.
You said, dude, I understand. I understand if you, you know, it's like you've been up all night.
I just wanted you to shut up.
You were the first one to say, I get it.
No, I know, but I mean, I get it, but it's still my house at 8 in the morning.
Oh, shut up. You loved it.
Thank you for having me.
I eventually started loving it, but not when you first wake up.
Right.
I loved it from moment one because I woke up and start checking my messages, and then I saw that you would message me what was our address. I'm like, really? Really? That was like 2 hours ago. Why didn't you plan ahead? And then I realized you were outside on my patio and you were texting me.
How did you realize I was outside on your patio?
Because you texted me a picture of your face sitting in my chair. That's how I knew. I'm like, oh, he's here already. Cool. But no, I couldn't have been more happy to have all of you guys here the whole time. And you guys were awesome. And we had so much fun.
You are a very good hostess. And thank you for having us.
Aw, Sherry. There was so much loving going around. Like, we were so just loving up on each other
this
weekend.
The word is drunk. So I guess that was Friday morning. Everybody came in. Dutch rightfully so, they go back to their place because they need sleep because they're without sleep.
I hit a wall badly, like about 2 hours hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, so, well, what they were waiting for was to check in at their hotel because their room wasn't ready yet.
Yeah.
So they finally head over there. The next thing, who's the next people that came in? No, that was Mitch already here. Dutch was the last
Dutch
person.
Dutch was the last one.
Everyone was already here. Fine.
Yeah.
Right. So I think everybody kind of like, you know, settled in for that day. And then we all headed to the Moxie show.
We headed to the BBB show in Orlando.
Oh, sorry.
On Friday night. We headed over there. Well, first we ate dinner. I forgot fucking where we ate dinner.
Yard House.
But yeah, we ate dinner. We headed over to the BBB burlesque show, which was a lot of fun because Ramcat, the guy who was hosting the Moxie portion of the MLR Live 3, was also hosting the BBB show. So he gave us a lot of plugs and stuff.
By this point, we picked up a whole lot of other people. Like, so there was the six of us, and then we added on like Joe, Dan, you know, Dennis, Judge.
Right.
A bunch of other people. And then I didn't know you guys, we had this whole like reserve section up front. So everybody kind of paired off like and then poor Dennis was the only dude right up front. Did you guys notice that?
Yes.
Yep.
Like everybody's like the second and third rows was like all of our group. And then I guess they had a sectioned off area, and then poor Dennis was the only person who got mushed right up front, right in the front row.
First off, we drive all the way over there. And then Coletta and Joe Coletta and Dan DiMarino from the Cousin Joe show, they drive all the way to the venue and they're like, oh, we didn't know this is a ticket thing. We're not going to sit with you. We're going to go all the way back home. And then I'm like, the fucking bullshit, because we made it very clear everyone needed to buy a ticket, but whatever. So they didn't go. My theory
is... Are you serious? They drove all the way there and then left?
Yeah, they weren't there for the show. Did you see them there during the show? No, right?
I just now remember they weren't there, but I thought that they... Why didn't they just get tickets?
Because, I don't know. My theory is Coletta's, you know how he is. He probably thought this fucking going to be lame and I'm cool. Because, you know, that's my theory. I may be something else, but...
What? Why didn't they?
I don't know.
Ask him.
Now I'm irritated. I would like to ask him. Call him.
No, he's gonna be on Hippo Juice tomorrow, so we'll talk to him tomorrow.
Yeah.
But
So how much should we talk about tonight then?
We could talk about everything if we want. It doesn't matter. But I have him on Hippo Juice tomorrow for a completely unrelated reason.
So the Big Bang Boom Burlesque show was movie themed as the Oscars, and it was a fantastic show, and Ramcat was plugging the shit out of us, and specifically like was calling us out by name, you know, intertwining jokes and stuff. He made fun of Ash a few times for flying over from England. Well, actually no, complimented him. I wouldn't say he was making fun of him.
Yeah, but anything British related, he always looked at Ash and like referenced them.
And then he'd just like be like more like radio, and he'd be like, woo, like the whole half.
I just want to point out, like, during the entire BBB show, I don't think I looked at Ramcat's face once because his dick was just poking out of his...
I could not stop looking at it. I could not stop.
The outline of his penis?
I'm like, oh, look at that. Oh, no, face is up here. Face is up here. Glorious looking. Face up here.
It was just solid gold. What do you want?
He was basically in this, like, what amounts to, like, a green man suit, but it was gold. So you could see like the outline of his dick. It was amazing.
Deck. By the way, we've all
deck.
Thanks to D and D's friend, we've all officially stopped calling them dicks and started calling them decks.
Get some shoes, deck.
Oh, that's where decks came from.
Video.
Did Kelsey just get why we were posting pictures of backyard decks?
Yes, I didn't understand for the longest time.
She's not that smart, so.
Aw.
I just went from a 40-watt bulb to an 80-watt bulb.
Well, it's going to be really hard to focus, but where were we at? Because now we're skipping around. Let's try to stay in some sort of not momentum.
Yeah, so
please.
BBB show. After the BBB show was done, we all said, after party at the Lopez house. So we all go back to our house, and naked pool time shenanigans happened.
What do you...
Yep.
Okay, that's great. Now let's actually tell the story. So we go back to our place, and the first thing is Buttercup, she was like, well, I need naked time in the pool. She was saying that from the beginning. Now, mind you, I will say this too. A couple people I knew didn't know what to think about this whole burlesque thing and radio thing. And I don't care what anybody tells me. I can say it now because everyone fucking had to come to me. That's not what I expected. Everyone was so awesome. But Dutch, I'm sure you know this too. Knowing the group of people that were there, I'm sure some of them were like, this is going to be weird. It's going to be like,
right.
Like this weird girl art show. I'm positive that that's what they thought.
At least a few, yeah.
Yeah, not all of them, but some. But after the show, but then when everybody went back to the house and we were hanging with them, and everyone just completely was like, well, it's not what I thought. Everyone was so awesome. And it was hilarious to see once all the women in the pool, like, you know, took their tops off, some of the guys deer in the head. Dutch, you could attest to this. Some of the guys deer in the headlights look was amazing to me.
It was great. But with any of those kind of situations, if you're going to have people start getting naked around each other, you always have to have at least one or two people really take it to the next level.
Oh, yeah.
And fucking Buttercup Sunset, who was amazing. one of the burlesque performers.
Oh, she's going to be on Hippo Juice tomorrow, too.
And she was one of those girls, like, after... Okay, so if you know anything about burlesque, any listeners, like, basically, it's not like stripping because they have, like, little pasties over their you know, titties or whatever, and they do, like, you know, all kinds of either musical numbers or anything that's,
and by
like,
the way,
themed actor-wise or...
Dutch, you notice, too, some of them are really fucking funny. Some of their things...
Oh, it's
like,
hilarious.
They're fucking... Like, some of them are really, really, like, you know, it's... Like I said, until you see it, you really don't understand what it is. They're really funny people. But anyway, go ahead, Dutch. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah. Well, like, the first guy was that short black guy who...
Oh, God, yeah.
And that's the reason why I brought up Dennis, because, like, he saw Dennis just by himself
Dennis was
in
ground zero.
With his shirt off. With his backwards hat. And the second he took his shirt off, he threw it towards Dennis.
Dennis was ground zero.
He got hit on a few times.
A lot of people were throwing things at Dennis because he was just like this guy looks uncomfortable. Hey, get involved.
Oh, Hammy said, Royce, I thought just that. You could Skype in, Hammy, if you want. I guess
jump in. Anybody who wants to talk about this weekend,
if you were
jump
here,
in.
Please feel free.
Hippo Juice Film or call in 954-573-2780.
There you go. Read my mind. But
that's why we are the pair that we are, Royce.
By the way, we got to, well, so many things. We're still so early in this story. So
I want to stretch this, man.
No,
this is fun.
It's no way we're not. So many. There's going to be things we forget. Anyway, so we were backyard. We have a pool, obviously, in the backyard. Like I said, people started getting naked in the pool.
Well, no, hold on. Not people started getting naked.
Women.
Tina got what? Everybody was like in their bathing suit or like, and all the girls were in their. Tina was just like, yep, I'm nude. And then just
it was
ran
funny. No, no, but that's the thing. We're friends, so we know. But the thing with her is she was saying it at the show to us, like at halftime, like, I can't wait to go back to pool and have some naked time. And that was like in the middle of the BBB show.
It's hilarious.
So she shows up. It was literally Dutch. Seriously, she was there like 2 minutes. And while Ramcat is fucking is showering off the gold paint in the fucking shower.
Yeah, that was another thing too. Like people had like body paint on. Yeah, they're using their showers to like get the shit off.
Showering gold paint, green paint. My bathroom looked like somebody murdered a clown in the shower.
That's true. There were two different colors of body paint that needed to be washed off.
So anyway.
Because Addison Panic played the Wicked Witch of the East, so he was painted green.
Now you gotta understand. Some people, like, I know what to expect at these pools because that's what I was telling.
That was just that, these are your people.
Yeah.
But a lot of people at this party were not used to this. But hearing the stories and doing rave with you guys, I kind of knew what to expect going in. But like you were saying earlier, there was a few people that not so much.
No, but it was funny because some of us, you know, like we knew, like me and of course Mark, we've been to these parties. These are typical. So like I told Hammy and Joe, I was like, well, you know, I don't want you guys to get the wrong idea. I mean, this was a special weekend. I go, I'm lying. This is pretty much every single pool party every single weekend. Just
basically,
to make
the best way to paint a picture is it was a Wolf of Wall Street party.
Okay, there you go. There it is. Perfect. That's what it felt like. Like no one was popping Quaaludes. I don't think so.
Because they don't exist anymore.
So, So like I said, some people just had. And by the way, kudos to all the MLR people. We like busting their balls, but all of them were fucking super respectful. Nobody ever felt weird. Nobody felt awkward.
Did feel really comfortable because, like, once Buttercup got nude, Marie's like, "All right, well, I guess I got to just take my top off." And then Candace got naked, and then everybody else.
Oh yeah.
It was like a progressive waterfall where everybody was just like, hey, look, titties are out. I think once you have a couple pair out, like then it's not ogling anymore. Now it's just kind of like, oh, okay.
It's just what it is.
Let's not forget
the norm.
Little innocent Sherry also took her top off. We're not mentioning that.
Candace took my top off and she was struggling.
Totally against Sherry's will, and Sherry did not put up a fight and she did not want it to happen. All of these other lies.
Shut up.
All of these other lies.
Trying to be sexy about it. It's good.
Shut up.
Be quiet. You're ruining it.
All of these other lies.
Yeah, Candace will take your top, and Sherry was looking at me like, I'm not going to stop her. What do you want me to do?
I wanted to make sure. I'm not used to having such a good boyfriend.
Can I say what I saw from my point of view? Because I watched that entire interaction
go
down. Because the same interaction went down with my girlfriend about 30 seconds earlier, but there was no resistance at all.
like being naked.
It was just immediate, like, okay, I guess this is what's happening. And she was like, okay, one down, three to go. She went over to Sherry. And I saw, just from what I was seeing, is I see Sherry have this like shitty grin on her face as Candace is like with a serious like seductive face getting up in her ear and talking to her and trying to like hand fight her for the back of her bra. And the entire time, Mitch is just like, I don't give a shit. Like, go ahead or whatever. And she still had this like, and so Sherry just started laughing or whatever. But like Candace felt like, he was like, yes, I'm getting into this. You know, like she had this like slightly rapey look to her as she was doing it.
And then she got to a point where like she's like, what the fuck is wrong with your top? It's not coming off.
So she harder on the neck and just pulled it over me instead. I'm like, wow, this is a lot like the first time Mitch tried taking off my bra.
Hey! Bam! Nice.
The thing you guys don't know about her, because I know her a little bit better than you, is
she's a slut.
She has a very fast progression of, I just want to watch. I just want to touch. I just want to be a part of it. I just want to get in this. Like, just, she immediately keeps going and going and going. Like, she's like, no. I'm just gonna stay back. I won't touch.
She has the worst willpower.
She's like, okay, I want a little bit. No, I want all of it. Okay, no, I'm here. Okay, do more.
And then she immediately falls asleep. It's very funny.
It's so adorable.
But So that was.
Did we mention that Coletta got naked too?
Oh, of course. That's big then that happened. Weirdo.
Well, yeah, that was the second time that day that he'd been naked in the pool.
So the second the girls like all like basically, you know, well, two girls were fully nude and then like the rest of them had like the tops off. And I have to stress this. It wasn't an uncomfortable sexual thing. It was just like a, hey, we're all having fun and we're being open right now. Like, yes. It wasn't a, you know, like this weird orgy type of driven feel. It was just like a, hey, whatever.
Right.
Vibe.
Yeah. It was fun.
So then Coletta is just like, hey, here's my dick. And then just like decides to whip it out and like jump in the pool. But then progressively throughout the night, not only was he, I mean, granted, when you're inside of water, it's kind of like blurry. He would just like either body float or get up on top of the side of the pool and just like hang his dick out and just be like, what's up?
He always had one hand on his dick or very close to it.
Well, because I was threatening to punch it throughout the night.
There was a lot of deck.
And then again, John's dick came out at one point. John's deck
Hold on. John's fucking bottoms were taken off. Now, I don't want to give specifics because I don't know how. We could, no names, but we will say John's bottoms were taken off. That was
Very aggressive female.
Very aggressive and very attractive female. And good for John. By the way, if you know John, then it was the perfect person. That would be the person John would choose anyway because that's John.
Think of like whenever you guys have listened about like John's fetishes as far as big boobs and everything.
It's the same. It's
100%
it's him. But anyway, so John, of course, looking like a fucking diesel fucking ass model. Ridiculous. Right? No, but right. Like
John's looking
John
good
makes
these days.
Everybody else there looks like look like shit, you know?
He is all about like upper body type workouts. Yeah,
he's
like a reverse Popeye as far as like the way his arms look.
Yeah, he's fucking just fucking stocky. Anyway, so that happened. Dutch broke a wine glass around the pool. So
I kicked over Marie's wine glass.
Luckily, he didn't go in
the
pool.
And then he yelled at me.
Yes.
I didn't yell at you. I said, I'm sorry.
He said, who puts a wine glass next to a pool?
No. I said that after you guys were berating me for 15 minutes straight and I had to defend myself.
I wasn't berating you.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
You kept going, not cool, Dutch. Not cool.
No, that doesn't sound like me.
I don't think she said that.
Yes, you did.
Actually, I remember the whole scene and Mitchell backed me up here. Here's what happened.
You said.
Hold on. I know the whole scene.
Can I correct myself?
Wait a second. Mitchell backed me up here. Dutch said, who drinks wine? What a pussy. And touchdown spiked it on the pool ground. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And he said, I hate fucking glassware. He gave the double birds to the pool. Then he did a cannonball after kicking it.
I correct myself?
No.
The not cool comment came from when I did the live Tinder nope to my own girlfriend.
That was funny.
With my video camera, and I said nope to her, and I pushed her into the pool while I was videotaping it, and her foot apparently, I guess, kicked Marie's wine glass, and it went all over your chest, and you looked at me, you said, not cool, Dutch.
Yep.
You did say that. That's what I remember.
Yeah,
but
after you party fouled,
I don't think she cared about breaking glass, or I think she cared about more about wasting booze.
Yeah.
There's your difference.
She got mad at that.
That matters. But by the way, our recycling bin hasn't been emptied out yet, Dutch. It is ridiculously overflowing with cans and bottles.
We had so many bottles.
It was ridiculous.
So that was just Friday night.
That was Friday night.
Oh, yeah,
by the way,
one night.
Oh, hold on. So we gauged the mood of everybody. Hammy was just living life. Hammy was in the pool fucking loving it. I mean, loving it. Dennis was in there just chilling, having a good time. Everyone was pretty much...
Dennis was fucking high.
Now, at one point...
Yeah, I haven't seen D-Boy high before.
Yeah,
that was
fucking
interesting.
Gone. But then I go inside, and Dutch asked me to get him a shot because he was in the pool. I said, yeah, so I walked inside to get a shot. And when I'm walking back out, I see Ashley sitting there on his phone going like just inside the house, not near the pool. And I'm like, well, whatever, that's fine. Maybe he's just checking his phone. So I go in and get Dutch a shot. Then at some point, someone goes, hey, give me a beer. So that 10 minutes later, I walk in and get a beer. Ashley's still sitting there. I'm like, Ashley, there is literally 7 naked women in the pool. You're in Florida.
What are you doing?
And
nobody
and
else.
And none of their boyfriends care if you want. Look at
no! them. No! Like, what are you doing? I said, what do you need? I go, what else do you need in life right now? And he just said, oh, I was checking my messages. I'm like, Ashley, if I were you, I would have thrown my phone as far as I could and never used it again.
I won't be needing this anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Like, because everybody else was like, this is, I can't believe this. Like, people said this, it was so, this isn't true. I still got messages today like, that's the best night I've ever had in my life. And that's from some people who got married and had weddings.
And like it I said, was, that was only Friday night. Oh we went to bed pretty much at 4:30 in the morning each night. I was so tired by today.
Yeah, those 3-4 days felt like fucking 20 days because
every day
so
felt like
much.
3 days.
So then
there was a lot packed in. Yeah,
so we were all messed up. Now Dutch and Kelsey ended up crashing on the couch for a bit because
We crashed on the couch and John and a lovely girl crashed on. Was that an inflatable mattress or like a pull out mattress?
Inflatable.
It was inflatable.
It was actually really nice looking.
It's an expensive one.
Yeah, it was
one.
Expensive. It's weird. Yeah,
that's like, why I could have mistaken it for a pull-out.
No, it was really nice. But so anyway, we put that like by the door because Hammy had a room.
Mitch and Sherry had a room. You guys were on the couch, and so John was. We said, was on their mattress
on the mattress with Mystery Girl. And so
Kelsey passed out, and then like as I'm starting to pass out, I start hearing some moaning happening from the pull-out couch.
It turned out Hammy was constipated, and that's what you were hearing.
No. I heard like female moaning, and then I heard I heard like some sloshing noises, and then like I wanted to stay awake for it, but like I just fell asleep because I was tired and drunk from being up that long.
No, you wanted to creep on them?
I want to hear people have sex as much as you do. Come on.
And by the way, honestly, in this group, it's socially acceptable, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So I passed out. So do you want to pick up, or does John out? Does he want to?
Oh, no. That tomorrow. I want John to tell his whatever he. That'd be up
for tomorrow.
To him.
His side.
So that's a good tease for tomorrow, though. Because tomorrow we'll hear John's take on all the events. So then the next
Saturday morning late breakfast and
I
we started
then Joe and Dan come over because they're gonna start they were recording some stuff for the No Station Required documentary.
Yep. So Royce did his interview with Joe and I did mine right afterwards.
Yeah, after he rearranged my entire fucking studio, made me take posters down.
I just want to say Joe is the slowest videographer person I've ever seen in my life.
He wants to get it right. Leave him alone.
No, to set up two tripods and the lights that were already in Royce's studio, it took him like 4 hours.
Yeah, my studio. Oh, by the way, my favorite was when we set up everything. After like an hour and a half, Joe finally sets up everything. And he has really nice equipment. You see the video. You'll see the videos. It's really good. So he sets up his boom mic, and Mitch is outside relaxing. And, you know, if you know Mitch, this is the shit Mitch does or has done. So he knows all about this audio video bullshit. Dan goes and gets Mitch to come inside, and he goes, hey, Mitch, man, I'm hearing an echo. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, I have no idea. Mitch just looks, and he smiles a little bit, and he goes, put the microphone closer to his mouth.
And he's like, I'm hearing, he's like, listen to this. Like, Roy, say something. He's like, I'm hearing a bunch of reverb in the room and everything, whatever. And I look up, and the mic is like 6 feet away from Roy's face.
Oh, is it an empty room?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's my studio, Dutch.
It's a studio. It's a shotgun mic, and the mic is like 6 feet away from his face. I'm like, put the mic closer to
his mouth, and then we're all like,
they all just look at
like
me,
stupid
in silence.
Idiots. Like we're radio people. We're so stupid. We're so dumb.
And I just kind of turn around and walk away.
Yeah, it was great.
Hey, look, they're first time filmmakers. Give them a break.
That interview was great, though. I will say, Joe was fucking super professional. I mean, that's hard for me to say because it's Joe, but
No, they're definitely serious about this.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see the end product and see how many famous people they get and how quickly me and you get cut out, Dutch, because of that.
We're still going to get
out. Not going to lie, I thought that this was going to be like bullshit, dumb, whatever. Yeah. I thought it was going to totally fail, but I actually think that it's going to be a good documentary.
Jesus, Mitch.
Well, I'm with Mitch. I'm with Mitch. I didn't think anything of it, but after I got interviewed, I knew it would be something.
Because of your contribution?
Because of only my contribution.
Or because of the quality that they did?
Because of my contribution
only. Oh, that's it. Okay.
I thought it was great. I always believed in it. You guys are fucking assholes. You guys are really mean.
I did not believe in it at all.
Not even a little bit. Like, I was trying to sabotage it.
Dan guy got involved, so I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got some real legs on this thing.
I guess it'll do well.
So we did that, the interview stuff. Then we started heading over to
get set up
at Preservation Hall.
Yep. So I mean, the setup was pretty painless. You know, being the third year in a row, it went way easier than anyone was expecting. We're all
Hammy panicked as always.
We had an hour to spare,
not as long or as hard.
We had set up with an hour to spare, so it was perfect. It set up great. Yeah.
The only reason why we delayed a half an hour was because there was so much stuff going on in downtown Lakeland that day that the Moxie people, I guess, called an extra half hour.
Right.
Just to wait.
Yeah. But then after we set up, we started the show. All the Moxie people, the video will be up as soon as Kevin. By the way, if you want the video to be edited fast?
Yell at Kevin.
Yell at Kevin.
Kevin from Alcohol by Volume, Kevin?
That Kevin. Go to his Alcohol by Volume page and yell at him there about it, because it's really important.
We should give out his personal phone number.
During you know what? Kevin's Let's
give
show.
Him, I'll give him a week. How about that? If it's not every week.
There you go. You have 7 days, Kevin. Otherwise, we
can't. Yeah.
We'll send out every more day, and more of your personal information.
7 days, 7 digits. That's what happens. I release one number a day, and if you don't get it done, you're fucked.
Well, I mean, to be honest, it's not going to be that bad. He only has like 9 cameras worth of footage to go through.
9 cameras? Is that a lot?
That's a lot.
It was a lot of cameras.
Is it a lot?
It was a lot.
You
it's
going to
look like a goddamn Michael Bay movie.
It really got ridiculous after a while, because I was looking at the production shit you guys said. I'm like, wow, Jesus.
It's going to look good.
To the point where like during the show, I was going to do video and everything during it. And I'm like, hold on, we have a camera over here. There's a camera over there. Dennis has a camera. Dan has a camera. Sherry has a camera. Why the fuck do I need a camera? So instead, I'm just going to...
Western Echo just made the... Sorry, Mitch, really quick. Western Echo just made the biggest mistake of his life. Kevin doesn't have the video to work with yet. Neither Hammy nor I gave it to him. Okay, guys, if you want the video, what you're going to need
one
to do
number
is...
number a day. 7 days.
7 days. Dennis, I will be releasing Dennis and Hammy's phone number. One number a day.
That's so weird, because I gave Kevin the video that we got already.
Really?
Oh, face, Dennis. You got to call in. You got to defend yourself.
Oh, snap. Oh, shit, son.
Camera guy fight.
Oh, shit.
Camera guy fight.
Son.
Camera guy fight.
He was like, I don't get the video yet. And Mitch is all like, oh, fuck you, dog. I gave you the video.
Hey, caller. Who's this?
Hi, caller.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Dennis.
First off, Dutch, I only panicked when the
stuff
that I was playing was talking about pussy yogurt. And
oh, yes, the intermission.
And when Mersh made fun of the charity we were donating to, but that's besides the point. I just want to say, first off, this weekend has been amazing. And I'll admit that I was one of those people that that was like, oh, burlesque people, like, you know, what good can come out of this, you know? But these people were amazing. It blew my mind of just how open and how non-judgmental some people can be. And it was perfect.
They're such wonderful people.
It was like a high school party with none of the cliques. That's the best
way to show it.
I think you should start taking your wife to a few more burlesque shows in New Jersey. I guarantee there's a ton there.
Mitch and I already
picking up some of the... It's funny you mention that, Dutch. I was talking to her about it, and she's like, oh, I've always wanted to do a burlesque show. I'm like, what?
Nice!
Yeah!
You never know, Hammy, until you fucking ask.
There you go.
Slippery slope, my friend. You'll see.
But my personal highlights of this weekend, first off, Friday night when John was getting busy on with a very big breast attractive woman, at this point, everyone kind of fell asleep except me. Where they were laying, it was right outside the door of the room that I was staying in, and I couldn't move around the bed because it would creak, and I expect some fat jokes from what I just said. But when I was laying down, I started hearing a, like, it sounded like a few fingers at least were going in and out of a vagina. Now, and I knew they were hooking up because they started getting on before I even went to bed in the room. So, and the first time I heard when I first heard, I'm like, oh, Jesus, that they're going to be a while. And then when I started hearing, John groaning, like, that's when I'm like, I heard it quite clearly. I'm like, oh, Jesus. And so I got up and I put a movie on the iPad with headphones on, and I tried to block it out of my ears. But, yeah, man, Friday was pretty nuts. And it was fuck Ashley for looking on his phone the whole time.
Fuck him.
It's Saturday. Like, Marie's right. This event went by so... It went... The setup and cleanup and getting everything going, it was so much easier than the last two. Like, this was amazing.
It really was clean.
It could have been a lot better if we had a half-broken boat and a soundproof boat.
Yeah, if we had half a boat and a place to shut down and they never fixed after the hurricane... That may have been better, but we did pretty good with what we had. No, it was fucking awesome.
Personally, my other three favorite moments of Saturday, I know you guys probably haven't gotten into them yet, but first off, Dutch hurting his head.
Yes.
That was...
We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
And then yelling at me and Joe that he was, because he's very self-conscious about how he looked, which is very funny to hear. I'll leave that grenade for you guys. Marie, and Sherry, and Kelsey... All three topless coming to me, and as I'm sitting on one side of the pool, saying, "Hammy, take us." I'm like, "Well, first time I ever heard that from you."
That's right. The three of us jumped.
Group hug.
The three of us totally jumped on top of Hammy, naked, awesome. And gave him the biggest hug ever.
I John in the balls too when I jumped on Hammy.
Oh,
it was very nice, and Sherry resting her tits on the back of my neck. So I returned the favor. I rested.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
I rested my tits on her tits, so we had kind of a tit moment there.
There was a lot of male to female tit comparison going on.
Oh my God, you're tit siblings now.
It was quite fun. And my personal favorite, naked Mersh and naked Coletta walking in the pool doing bumps of a powdery substance that
I
can only assume is powdered sugar. Well, I can't imagine anything else.
That's later. Yeah, we're going to... That's the
Oh, we are definitely going to that later.
We're still at the live event, but that was... Yeah, you're right. And Hammy, like you said, the setup was way faster and way better than the last one. It was awesome.
I pulled all the files together. The audio sounds amazing. The video's going to be amazing. So I hope to have this done within a couple of days to put the audio and stuff on the RSS feed. And also my final highlight, John getting a hand job in the pool by the same big-breasted, attractive woman.
Yep.
Hold on. Don't hold on. Don't blow the punchline, please.
Just wait.
Can you tease that?
All right. I'll let you guys tell the rest of the story. But overall, very fun weekend. I can't wait for the next one. And
there was a hand job that was given in a water
And by the way, I see no reason why not to do the event in Florida again.
Unless you're there all the time.
Unless anybody has some sort of objections to the festivities of
You know what? I don't need to go to New Jersey anytime soon because I'm wanted there.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I think we should go to Florida all the time.
Colorado. Next one, Colorado.
No, we have no listeners here.
Well, Dutch, you'll be happy to know. Christy was looking at a few photos from the event. She said, "Oh, I'm surprised he hasn't been arrested yet."
That's very funny.
Tell your wife to go die
this time.
So,
all right, guys, I'm gonna hang up and listen to the show, but amazing weekend, everybody.
I'm gonna hang up and let you
love you, Hammy.
All right,
love you, Hammy.
Love you guys.
Later, Hambone. So, okay, so the live event, yeah. So like I said, the girls, we started with all the girls performing. We, Joe and I interviewed each one after, and they were all really great interviews too. Like, none of them were boring, like, they were all actually, you know, pretty interesting. Then we, after all the Moxie stuff, and by the way, those videos are going to be great. Like I said,
Once they're up, we're gonna put them on YouTube, but I want to put them in HD quality on Vimeo because Vimeo doesn't lower the quality. I really want to up there so people could
and
watch
and
them.
They also don't get mad at you if you have like copyright infringement.
Oh yes,
because
nope.
One of the girls sang "It's Raining Men," and then what's his name again?
Addison Panic.
Addison.
He said,
Addison.
"I believe."
He sang "I Believe."
It was really good, right?
Mormon. Which
amazing.
He annihilated that. It was amazing.
They got they all sing very, very well.
Right. So that alone mm-hmm. is enough to have you check it out. Like just
yeah.
Oh, it was amazing. And then them getting new while they're doing it.
And raised a bunch of money for Big Cat Rescue.
Yeah, yes, we ended up raising $350.
Yep, they were going to be giving to the kitties. And that's after paying all expenses and all that. Like I said, we just paid expenses and we kept nothing. Everything else went to the cat. So, because like I said, nobody else wanted our whore money. but yeah. By the way, the staff at Preservation Hall were great too. They were really good. I mean,
they were great. Joy was my girl.
Isn't she amazing? She's my girl too. Isn't she great?
Joy the bartender. Yeah, she's the best. She's the best bartender ever.
She's so bitter.
She's so bitter and such an old school.
She hates everyone.
And such an old school bartender. You know what I mean? Like she's just
She hates everyone but you.
Right.
If that makes sense. She hates everyone but you, the customer that she's interacting with.
She's great.
I don't know if it's a you, the customer kind of thing. Like she could kind of sense yours. If you trash somebody 5 feet from you, she loves you for the rest of the night. And that's what I did. And that's the reason why she liked me. So.
But the staff was fucking great. I mean, the jokes were great. Oh, here's Dutch with his shirt off. Yeah, Dutch did do that.
Yeah, that happened.
That was fucking great. And by the way, I want to point out and this is something I want to be clear because nobody coached Jesse or Sparkleby, but everyone knows there's Jesse. No one coached Jesse when she asked you, "Are you gay? Because look at this V-neck." No, I didn't do it as a bit.
No one coached.
That was her 100% on her own. Happened to have the same thoughts we have about you.
I think what happened was that she just assumed I was gay. Hold on.
No. Everybody's wrong on
this. Hold on. Pause.
Okay, Kelsey, go ahead.
Oh, now you put me on.
No, you were on
the
whole time.
You've been
on.
Just
talking to the mic. Okay, no. I had to pipe down a little bit.
I was talking with Joshua and Sparkle Baby, but she's adorable. Love her. Is that the right name? Sparkle
yeah,
Baby?
Yeah, she got it.
Jesse. Yeah. That's okay. The bitch who called me gay.
No, I like Sparkle Baby better. Anyways, me, Joshua, and her were talking about being gay in Colorado and how are the gays in Colorado? And I said, they're fabulous. That guy over there lives with two gays. Speaking of gays. And she goes, oh, look, Joshua, you should go for him. He's got the deep V. He's so sexy. And I said, no, Joshua, you can't go for him. He's fucking me. Like,
can I pause for a second? Like, you guys saw the shirt I was wearing. As far as deep V goes, it was like this side of a crew neck V-neck.
Yeah, I mean, you can defend it however you need to defend it. No one's judging the deepness. We just, the thing about this is that they immediately thought you were a homosexual.
Oh, the fact that
Sparkle Baby was like, go for him.
I think the reason why she immediately thought that was because you told her he lives with two gays.
I'm more offended that somebody thinks my boyfriend's gay. I'm the one who should
be proud
sad.
Of that.
I am offended that you don't.
Well.
So, for listeners who don't know what we're talking about, the girl in the yellow dress immediately said that, or not immediately, she said that I was gay. So when I got on the mic with you guys later, I immediately called her out. I forgot. Did I insult her? I feel like I did.
You did. You said I would never sleep with you, which was very rude.
Oh. It was very rude.
I would sleep with her.
Well, that doesn't say much.
I love this picture. She's stretching my shirt off, and Ramcat's trying to pull my V-neck down at the same time.
Get this fucking shirt off you.
No, I want to show the deep V, though. Oh, Jesus. But, I think you're the reason why that happened.
I
100% think that whole confrontation, that awkwardness happened because of your assholeness.
I'm sorry. You're attractive. I didn't know what else to say.
That
he is sexy. And he wanted to fuck you. And then I told you that she thought you were gay. And then you took it for your own with your three stars.
I think you're just happy that a pretty girl thought I was gay and you had to just tell me.
Pretty girls.
Because if a pretty girl told you that I was like, oh man, he's hot, and you just didn't know that you would get pissed.
Are you serious? Are you trying to like make yourself feel better right now?
No, I'm trying to make you feel bad.
Do you need a side pat?
No.
Back pat?
Guys, cut out the malarkey.
The malarkey? Oh,
Jesus, there's a lot of pictures of my shirt off.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, Dutch, that says more about you than anything else.
Well, we just really like it when you get made fun of, that's all.
Of course you do. Why wouldn't you?
I love it. The second,
these are really good pictures.
Yeah, good job,
like,
Sherry.
Like, just quality-wise. Like, are these all from Sherry?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sherry, your camera is amazing. Holy.
Amazing. Anybody can hold an amazing camera and take shitty photos.
Camera?
But it takes something special to take an amazing camera and take amazing
photos. It takes a shitty person to take amazing photos with an amazing camera.
Yeah. You're welcome.
So the second half of More Like Radio was the three comedy bits. And all of them were special for their own reason, I would say.
Jesus.
So the first one was Mersh's, who just decided to bomb himself.
Terrible.
Why did he dive bomb
his own thing from the get-go.
I know that he was nervous because he lost his note cards before the show and he kept saying it. And I'm just
not a reason. If you're a true stand up, you should have something to go back on.
His whole reason for coming to the show was to do stand up, and he didn't bring the one thing he needed to do his stand up.
And the thing is, like, if you're an actual stand up, you don't need note cards. You should have things it's an automatic response go to, you know?
That's what I kept wondering. I'm like, why are you nervous? You should be able to handle this no matter what.
I'm sure he's listening to this now and he's going to get mad at me, but...
Nah, probably not.
Sorry, dude. You have no excuse for that.
And then Dan killed it.
He slaughtered
it. Fucking Dan was... he's a beast.
He was very funny and the audience was totally loving it. And then people were about to filter out until the owner of Preservation Hall pulled out a 2x4 for us to punish John with.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Even
Even
the little old lady in the back who was about to leave because she just won her raffle was like, this little man just took his pants off and he's going to get hit by a 2x4.
Sparkle this Baby and I called her Nanny.
I know. What was your question, Nanny, though? Somebody asked a question right before. I heard somebody asked. No. Okay. Never mind. But yeah, John took that 2x4 like H.O. Joel, you were asking about the riding crop. Yes, we were supposed to have a riding crop, at least on hand as a backup, but we forgot it. So we went to the 2x4. But
I have a question about that, by the way.
Yeah.
Royce, where the fuck did you go? And why'd you leave me to be the one narrating that whole thing?
Holy shit. Seriously? I was upstairs trying to fucking figure... first off, I had to use the bathroom. Secondly, it was the first break I had taken. And I had gone upstairs and I was trying to...
Why are you getting defensive? How about you just tell me normal?
I was trying to... Because you just didn't say, hey, bud, where'd you go? You said, Royce, and where the fuck did you go? And then when
where
I get defensive...
Where the fuck did you go?
Then don't tell
you
me
left me high and dry. Joe was gone. You were gone. I was stuck there trying to narrate the bit of the entire show.
Oh, no. Was your heart full of baby or do radio?
And you did a great job, so don't worry about it.
You did really good. Honestly,
no,
Dutch,
No, where did you go? I'm actually upstairs, asking this question.
Dutch,
where did
I was,
you go?
I'm settling.
What happened?
Well, you really want to get it? Real reason is we were settling the payouts and shit like that. I had to do shit.
Ew.
And the charity, we was going to Marie figuring out the charity. Just the end of because that was the last bit, and then people wanted to leave, so we had I was upstairs. That's what I was doing.
That's all I had to say. You don't have to get all mad and bitter and defensive on me. That's all I had to say.
Yeah, that's where I was.
Okay. I get it.
So, yeah, that was a live event, and it was super awesome and super fun. And directly afterwards...
And that's not even the most fun of the weekend, I don't think, anyway.
No.
We just scratched the surface, folks.
So, directly...
No, 11 o'clock, let's leave them wanting.
Okay.
Let's go to break. I say we go to break. Does everyone agree with this?
Sure.
Because this whole show is going to be this. Because we've only gotten to 2 days. And we still got two more. So.
And I would actually encourage any of the other hosts or any other personalities from MLR who are there, call in. I want to hear you guys' take on it. I think, you know, fuck it. I have nothing else planned for tonight. I just want to talk about this weekend. So.
So
we are the first show on, or at least the first ones.
And
who were
by the way,
there.
Second hour, you're going to want to stay tuned because if you thought the first Naked Pool Party was crazy?
The first.
The second naked pool party made my pool party look like it was for babies. It was amazing. So you want to stay tuned
exactly.
for that.
Exactly. We were fucking babies in the second pool party.
No, we weren't.
It was nuts.
More like radio, less like crap. Turn that shit up. MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Last Sunday Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume. My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Life Radio! Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link, and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired.
Go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station, More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, listen to our show Thursday nights, 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
What kind
kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now, before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day, a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists, too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh, my God, it's hilarious. Let's say it three more times.
Oh, gotta save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
I could do that, or I can give you some of this.
Ow! Okay, I'm gonna...
You're gonna do what, bitch? Call the cops on me? Tell him you got the wrong illegal drugs from a kid? You dumb piece of shit.
Okay.
Get the fuck out of here.
Run.
Okay.
All right, I'm running.
Keep running!
Richard, what's wrong? Have you been crying?
Hey! Which one was it? It was church candy, wasn't it? You just brought piss to a shit fight, you little...
Ow! What?
You get in your fucking house and you get me 5 Adderall, or I'll slit your fucking throat. You understand? I'll kill your mother. I'll rape your father. I'll curb stomp that little face so hard that your teeth will go flying, you little shit. Now go, 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 go. Give me 5 Adderall right now.
Second hour of Dutch and Royce here at MoreLikeRadio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780.
You brought piss to a shit fight.
Or you can get in touch with us on Twitter, Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice Film, H Juice Marie, Shim Heil, or Dalai Lama. Or you can also tweet More Like Radio, right? Is that the thing? Or is it
at More Like Radio? That works.
At More Like Radio. That too.
Yeah, that'll work.
And obviously, if you are a podcaster, if you want to catch us live, if you have a night off from work, if you know you're a meth dealer or a nurse
or a meth dealing nurse
taker,
or a meth dealing nurse who works at a toll booth,
that as well, you can always go to morelikeradio.com/live mm-hmm. every Tuesday. Tuesday night.
Even murderers can go to our station.
You can. I mean,
we're not
going to
stop you.
I want them as fans, though, Royce.
I don't mind. I mean, as long as they don't murder me, they can be fans. I don't give a shit. I don't care if we.
Okay.
Listen, if we had an entire prison listening to us, I'd be very happy.
I mean, we'd have a good listener base.
I mean, we could never have any sponsors because how do we market in a prison? Who's going to buy?
I guess we can get a Johnny Cash type prison, that would be amazing.
They're always going to listen because they have nothing better to do.
Well, we kind of do. We have that high school that listens, so that's kind of like little prison. So
sort of like a prison, yeah.
It's not as dangerous, I guess, unless you're in Baltimore, but...
So morelikeradio.com/live if you want to check us out live every Tuesday night, 10 to midnight here on morelikeradio.com.
Well, speaking of the live event, we left off previously on the first half of the
previously,
show. Come on, Chloe, I need it now. So after the live event, at first... Buttercup walked up to me. She's like, I think we'll just come back to my place and we're going to keep it low key since we're all going to, hang out tomorrow and go to the beach.
And we're like, cool. Yeah, sounds great. Like,
low key's awesome.
Low key. We're tired.
We already thought, man, we've spoiled them with this entire pool party.
I don't love low key because I feel like he was taking down the Avengers.
Well, okay. You're right. But this, the good thing is low key didn't show up. No.
Get it? Because low
key. No, I got it.
I got it.
Mm-hmm. Did you get what I'm saying?
No.
Okay.
Explain it more.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
So
actually did.
That's a very accurate one.
That is so specific. Yeah.
So I then all of a sudden another person we're hanging out with, Cola, who comes up and her place is fucking baller. I mean, it's like
she has the baller house on the block.
So she walks up to Buttercup and goes, let's all go back to my place. And we're like, are you sure? I'm like, you really want me to bring all of these crazy fucking people?
She's like, yeah. We're like, bring them.
All right, here we come. So we show up, we get to the house. Now, she has a humongous saltwater pool with a baller.
It's beautiful.
It's screened in, so no bugs.
And there was a huge trellis completely covered in thick jasmine vines ridiculous. That were blooming.
So she was throwing jasmine into the pool to make it smell good.
And gardenias. Beautiful. And there was like Market Street lights outlining the jasmine.
Indoor palm trees and bushes.
It just smelled
now,
nice.
I
want
to point
nice.
Something out before we move on to that. That when right before we left, I walk up. Dutch walks up to me one-on-one, because he's my buddy, so we're talking. And he goes, I don't know what we're going to do because I think Kelsey wants a Munch on Marie's box. I'm like, all right, it's fine. So then I...
Wait, what? What? What?
So hold on.
Is that what I said?
I swear to God, this is...
Dutch said that? You said
me,
that?
To me. Just one-on-one. So what I do, because I'm a good friend...
That was a conversation between you and me. And what are you
really,
doing, man?
Hold on, I'm good. Hold on. I'm a good
that
friend.
That literally was a conversation between men. Dutch, like, what are you doing?
Hold on.
Don't you now know secrets
because
of Royce?
One thing, I was just about to say that. Dutch knows me for 8 years not to tell me secrets, and he told me one. So he walks up to me, and then what I do is... Now remember, there's a precedent set. Dutch threw a hand grenade at my wedding and walked away with my brother. Let me finish. In the whole pop situation. So it took me a year. And I got him back. Year and a half. I walk up immediately up, and Marie and Kelsey are standing next to each other, and Dutch is standing there with his beer. I walk up. It was like the break of the live event, I believe. I walk up, and I'm like, hey. So anyway, and I just said, I go, Dutch just told me that apparently Kelsey wants some Munch on Marie's box. I don't see what the big deal is. I go, there's a hand grenade, Dutch. See you later. I walk, turned around and walked away.
I do remember that now.
And then Dutch goes, you son of a bitch! Why? I'm walking away and all I hear is, why? Why
would you? No, I'm going to repeat the question. Yeah. Why? Why would you do that to me?
Because I was bored. Anyway. So we go back to the house. This, by the way, going back to that, the house is, once again, beautiful. Everyone gets in the pool.
Hold on, real quick,
yeah,
though.
Sure.
Before we get in the pool, we show up, and the whole vibe was, because we show up a little bit late. Like, we were like one of the mid groups to show up, because whatever. We get in. Hold on. She has to put her kids to sleep.
We have to be really quiet, because there's a child in there, and he has to go to bed. And
there's two childs in there.
We're not supposed to wake up the kid, so we have to stand out here. We have to stand outside.
And I'm sitting there looking at Kelsey going like,
off.
Do they know who the people they're bringing here? I hope she does, because we are not going to be quiet all night.
No, but see, the thing is, they can section off their giant house so that the kid won't hear anything.
Actually, she's She was so smart. I could see she had a baby monitor outside while we were drinking and smoking and being naked and being as loud as humanly possible. And the kid was sound asleep. She was watching him the whole time.
As video monitor.
As irresponsible as we were being outside, she was being incredibly responsible. So
now, in this, how much do you think this house? I'm not a good judge of cost of houses, but this is a nice house. Like, what would you guys put it up? I don't know Florida real estate, but in the section she was at and the amenities they had in this house, I would have had to say at least was like $100,000.
Are you
fucking kidding? No, you're more like
50.
You can multiply that by maybe 6-7 times.
So anyway,
so basically close to $1 million house.
Who's the first person that took their clothes off at this party? What? I'm trying to remember.
Probably Tina.
Probably Tina.
Tina didn't even show up with a bathing suit. She just showed up naked.
She just shows up with like little pasties on.
She's amazing. So,
she's great.
I love her.
Then Mersh is there. Mersh takes his clothes off. Joe's there. Coletta takes his clothes off. All the girls.
Yeah, like one girl and then two dudes and then the rest of the girls decided to follow suit. Like they couldn't wait to get naked.
Mm-hmm.
So Sherry and I, we had our trunks in the car, so we had to get, you know, we rode with John, so we had to go up to his trunk to get our trunks and everything. And like Sherry's trying to get her bottom and her top and everything, and she grabs her top and is like, you know, I'm probably not going to need this.
And don't forget how I impressively just took my panties off without you or John really noticing until my panties were in my hand. John's like, holy shit, that was amazing.
She's wearing a dress, so they come off easy.
I love that Sherry had, though.
She takes her panties off in the driveway and she doesn't even bring her top with her.
I love that Sherry has the thought that I have to have every weekend now. You know, I really don't even need this.
Is this even worth it?
I don't even need this, do I?
Yeah, it's like, Amy makes packing easier. It's like, well, I'm not going to need any of these tops.
So
these
it makes it harder. Florida.
It's never going to dry. Why even get it wet?
Exactly. That's why most of Marie's bathing suits, the bottoms are all kind of dyed from the chlorine and the tops are sparkling new. So then they're in the pool. Dutch is over there. And I, of course, because once again, I like making things even more awkward for Dutch. I go, hey, and I'm sitting outside the pool with Sean, not smoking pot. And I say, hey, Kelsey, Marie.
Pot. I saw you smoke pot.
Nah, no, you didn't.
No, Dutch. That was my
see how I ruined that?
That was my medicinal kava that I have to smoke. So you're such a dick, Dutch. You fucking faggot. I'm sitting there and Dutch and then I see Marie and Kelsey next to her. They go, hey, Kelsey, Marie, why don't you make out and make Dutch feel weird? So they start making out in the pool. Then Dutch runs up to me and says, fine, there's only one thing hold on. And then Dutch firmly plants a kiss on my lips to make it fair. Because he said it has to be fair. And he kissed
me. That's what I said. I was like, this has to be fair.
Mm-hmm. It was fair. Dutch,
well, hold on. Before
it's very
that
nice. Kissing Dutch is odd because Dutch has stubble like, you know, like me. It was odd feeling stubble because when I kissed, yeah, the guy I kissed, he's clean shaven, so it was different. But anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Right. Well, no. What was happening was they were like basically in this like weird, you know, like embrace in the pool. And like Marie kept looking back at me going, are you okay with this? Are you finally okay with this? And I'm just like, you're fine. I don't care. Like, do it.
No, you were being confusing about it.
I wasn't being confusing at all.
I second
my
Marie.
Entire thing.
Hold on. What did Kelsey say? Let her talk. Let her talk.
Go ahead.
I second Marie.
See, so
you were being very confusing. We had to eye contact you. Both of us had eyes locked on you.
Do you understand how hammered I was at that point? This is after a live event.
Awesome.
Before you
so
ran
I'm pretty
into
sure
the
I
wall.
Said, oh, you're fine. I wasn't looking at you. I probably was talking to somebody else at the time.
No, you had eye contact.
No, I was talking to I actually remember this.
In Dutch's defense there, he probably was looking at a plethora of other breasts in the pool. So
yeah.
I mean,
Marie's
you know,
a good
way nicer
kisser.
Than the two of yous.
Love you too.
But either way. So then they finally made out or whatever. And then like that went on for a while, actually.
Yeah. A good while. To the point where,
like,
you know, I went out for a while. Hold
stopped
on.
And looked at me. And I'm like, I got to make this right. And then I just ran over to Royce, grabbed his face and just smooched him.
Yes. and I had to wipe the salt water off my face.
I felt like that we brought us together.
It did. Closer it did.
As a conglomerate.
We may be the first radio show talk host that have kissed. Maybe I'm wrong.
So, yeah.
I'm trying to think, but I don't think that's ever happened.
You think Howard or Robin have ever done that?
Nah, I don't think so.
What about Scott Van Pelt and Mark Russillo?
I don't think so. What about Mike and Mike?
100%.
You know what? You're right. Those guys
those
look
two queers.
They kiss.
100.
They talk about slugging percentages and then fuck each other in the mouth.
Mike and Mike,
you've
heard it here first, and I know this from an insider because I worked in radio. They have definitely done this before.
Yeah. Butt stuff. 100%. Allegedly.
Butt stuff. Mike and Mike in the morning.
Yes. That's always the original name of this show.
We're going to get sued.
Anyway. Fuck you, Mike and Mike. So the party is going on. Now, yes, correct. Bringing that back up. Coletta and Mersh are running around naked doing bumps on the fucking...
Now, there was something that was pointed out.
Now, that was a...
I pointed it out.
That was a Boogie Nights party.
Marie,
I pointed
please
out,
explain.
I was losing my shit, laughing hysterically, and everyone was like, why do you keep looking at Mersh doing what he's doing? And I go... Guys, you don't get it. Come to this angle of the pool. And I centered everyone so that the archway of the trellis of gigantic jasmine blooms and Market Street lighting was framing Mersh like a picture. And he looked like a cherub little angel with his bum bum hanging out and him bending over to do the thing that he was doing that was so bad and naughty. And I was like... This is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life, and I can't stop looking at it.
Yeah. It was like one of those wedding photos where they're under the trellis of flowers and everything, and then you have Mersh's.
It's like a U shape kind of thing, right?
It was a square one. It was so awful and so beautiful simultaneously. It was a yin yang. It was perfection in like. I love it because it's beautiful, and I hate it because it's awful, and you just have these feelings, and you're like, I don't know what I'm looking at.
Speaking of loving it because it's beautiful and hating it because it's awful, now we can talk about it because we're at that part of the story. For a little while there, everyone vacates the hot tub, and I'm still sitting there not smoking pot. And
oh, no, before that, though.
No, yeah, hold on. Oh, well, okay, sorry. Go ahead, Dutch. Am I missing something?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This thing.
You're missing his stupid
face. Oh, fuck. That's right. I forgot because I couldn't see what the hat.
That happened before the night.
I forgot what the
chronological
hat.
Order. Let's at least go
ahead.
Yeah,
so go ahead. You take over. So how did you get the head wound?
So.
Okay.
Apparently.
No, I want Dutch to explain it first, and then I want Kelsey to tell the truth.
Okay, good. Let's do it that way.
Okay. Well, apparently I was. doing
got really
like a
mad.
Belly float kind of thing. And here's what she told me the next day, and I don't remember this happening at all. I just remember going, oh, shit, we're going home now, and my face is busted up. Here, hold on. It doesn't come up great, but
nah,
I have a slight head wound here on the front of my face, which is basically like that of a rug burn slash concrete burn, because what happened was I guess I... swam into a wall at one point and smashed my face into the side of the wall. I was hammer time at the time.
Idiot.
And according to go ahead.
You're such an idiot.
Yeah, dude. At this point, now mind you, this is like 3 a.m. I've been drinking, doing all kinds of shit all day.
All day.
So we have been doing that. For a good stretch of time.
Look at this, Winston. I can do this all day, man.
I got it all day, man.
I don't even think about it.
That's awesome. Keep going.
This is audio from the party.
I can do this all day, Winston.
Yes. Hey, how long can you do this for?
I can do this all day.
I like this through the wall for.
Winston!
Why are you yelling at me?
I'll do this all day, Winston.
I'll do it all day,
Winston.
I'll do
more arm, Winston.
This is great.
I'll do it all day, Winston.
So, is what she was telling me is apparently I guess I was like doing some kind of like a belly float. She pushed me down in the water and then I kind of like kicked away and like started swimming. And then next thing I knew is I kind of like came out of the water and I was like, Kels, I think I hit the wall or the floor or something. Come here, look at my face. And she's like, oh, God, what happened to your face?
Well, I'm very proud
always.
Of you. You just told the truth.
Well, if you could talk into the microphone.
I don't know how else pretend to put my mouth cock. Around it. I'm
That's
there.
That's how you do it.
Okay, let me do it like this. The truth is, the whole night, you were like, my face is bleeding because I dove in the shallow end. You kept telling everybody that you dove into the shallow end.
I think that's what I did.
It's not what you
but
did.
But here's the thing.
You
after
swam
you,
into a wall.
Listen to me. I don't remember anything that happened.
Okay, your biggest defense, which was what was amazing, is on the drive home, is you said, there's no way I could have had that much force swimming into a wall. I had to have dove. Like, no, you literally hit a wall with your head by yourself.
You, right. you really are like a dolphin.
Either diving or I don't remember.
You're like
what
a dolphin who lost his sonar. You're just fucking hitting fucking walls.
Apparently, Jesus, though. Dutch.
He did order a fish sandwich at 4 a.m. from
Dutch,
McDonald's.
You
though.
Ordered a fish sandwich. Do you understand? You never ordered from McDonald's to begin with, but you ordered it.
Did you order a good fish sandwich?
Is that how you ordered
it's
it?
It's 4 in the morning after taking 4 toll roads, which I did not think was on the map, but Matt Crust decided that that was the right route.
This is
to
a pertinent
take.
Part of the story, Kelsey.
Did you say it map? Is. It is. It is for one reason. Did you say MapQuest?
Isn't that what it's called?
I guess the app she has on her phone, by the way.
What, Google Maps?
There you, yeah, go. There you go.
They both lied to me, and we went through tolls.
You have the most ancient. That's a thing, by the way. I almost strangled this woman 4 separate times while she was driving and I was a passenger. I literally made her get out of the car at one point, even though we were only a half a mile away from our destination, because I didn't want her to drive another second. We pulled up another 2 blocks and I got us there and I was like, as long as you weren't driving, that's all that mattered.
Coming from the man who swam into a wall.
Okay.
And called it a rug burn. And it's a pool.
Well, essentially, I mean, Royce, we even talked about this the other day. Like, you know, when you get a, quote, rug burn on your face or a pool burn or a concrete burn.
Cement burn.
Especially on your face, it looks a lot worse than it actually is. Because if you see this.
That's because I neosporned you.
See this? Right, it looks a lot worse than it actually is. My face is fine. So, it's fine.
This is fine.
It's fine.
This is fine. So, yeah, you busted your head open. John got a hand, Joe.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, that's the more important part of the
we
story.
We move on to that. So then I'm sitting there, and me and Sean are looking over, and I nudge Sean. I go, hey, look at the hot tub. So he is getting a hand job in the hot tub.
Yeah, John.
Just fucking.
Woo. Can't wait to congratulate him tomorrow.
Yeah, just right. Fucking.
At this point, nobody else was in the pool. Everyone else was kind of done swimming at this point. So. Yeah. We're all just kind of hanging out, sitting around chairs.
Do you know what about time this was?
This is probably about 2:30.
2:30 in the morning.
About? Okay. Yeah. So you guys were on your end. Me and Sherry and and some other people were on the other end. I think it was Dee and Sean. Yeah. And we just look over and John's over there with his lady friend. And she is obviously giving him a hand job. And we're just good for him.
I was Mitch, look, is this happening? Is this real? Am I seeing? Is this what I'm seeing? He goes, yeah, I think it is.
So then Coletta
actually before that so John gets his hand job, and then I think it was you and I think Marie.
Yep. Cool. just jacking it.
You came over to where we were sitting. We were just talking and stuff, and like talking about John's hand job that he just got, and then John swims over to us like, hey guys, did you see that hand job I just got?
Yeah, he said it so loud. Like, I'm walking over to where they're at, and he just goes, just like this, just like they just drink, like drinking a glass of water. He goes, hey, do you see that hand job I just got? I'm like, I mean,
was the big booby lady in question in anywhere in the earshot?
Probably.
Did she care?
I don't think. I don't know.
She
everyone's
probably
cool.
was high fiving along with
everyone
else.
So everyone's so cool.
I went up to her and I was like, "I know what you did." She like, put her face in my boobs and like hiding her face in my chest. I'm like, "I know what you did."
Of course, it was.
Oh,
your boobs.
By the way, something that we got to bring up, because I started at the beginning of the weekend, and I wish I could remember where it's from. But Dutch hated it. He hated it, and it's called feeding the chicken.
Why now, are you bringing this up now?
Feed the chicken.
For people that don't know, here's what happens. Marie has her hand out. Right, look how Marie's hands out. And Maria will tell me, go ahead, say it.
Feed the chicken, Royce.
And I make my hands like this, like a little chicken, and I feed it. I feed the chicken. So that's replaced.
Feed that chicken.
I feed it. Feed it. It replaces fist bumping now.
This
I want
thing
everybody.
Annoyed me to no end for the entire weekend.
And that's how it caught on officially.
Mitch.
Because
Mitch,
I don't think
Mitch,
he would have kept going with
shut
it
up.
If he didn't know what pissed me off so much.
Mitch, feed it. Feed it.
Feed the chicken.
Feed it. Look, Mitch is feeding it.
Feed the chicken.
He's feeding
feed the chicken,
it.
Mitch.
He's feeding it. He fed feeding it. He fed it. Thank you. We virtually fed the chicken.
We have
that
been
happened on the first night, and I just looked at Royce when he first started trying to do this, and I was like, you know, I hate you a little bit right now, buddy. And he was just like, oh, buddy, you shouldn't have said that. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
So throughout the course of the weekend, when we weren't with each other, we would take pictures of either the hand held out, like extending
the
bird seed.
And all the group chats.
And other people will text the pecking hand motion.
Feed it.
You feed that chicken. You feed that chicken.
You feed it.
Buttercup loved it.
Yes, it was amazing.
She couldn't stop doing it, especially when I was around. She only did when I was around, just pissed me off.
Just feed it.
Oh, believe me, we're going to the Keys this weekend. We're going to make all of Key West feed our chickens.
Feed the chickens.
Feed the chicken.
Feed them. Sometimes there's a lot of people, you put both hands out.
Feed those chickens.
Feed
them. Just run into a group, hold both
hands
out.
And you start moving them around. Feed it, feed it, feed it, feed it.
Everyone feed that chicken.
You make sure those chickens get fed.
So
it's important.
Yeah.
Very
and then
important.
I love that Dan,
worst thing ever.
Dan DiMarino at the party was completely amused by the hostess of the evening because he was saying how incredibly hot and insane she was at the same time.
Wait, who was saying that?
Dan DiMarino.
Dan!
Not Dan.
Dan!
Not Dan, was it Alan?
Dan!
No, it wasn't Alan. No, it was Dan.
It was Bob, Dutch.
No, it was Dan. No, it was Dan.
It was Bob.
No, it was Dan. It was Dan. It was Dan.
It was Mom.
It was Dan.
It was.
It was Dan. No, it wasn't Mom. It wasn't Bob. It wasn't Alan. It was Dan.
Dan! Dan! Moosin!
But yeah, she was...
And that's how you lose everybody in the chat.
I love that bit.
The whole reason why the party worked out is because she's the complete psychopath.
Hey, do you still have the Cluckles drop, Dutch?
Oh, Cluckles? Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Do you know why I'm asking?
Because you got to feed the chicken.
Can you feed the chicken?
Oh, nope.
Oh.
Not doing it.
Okay, I'll pull it. You know what?
Did you not even get where he was going?
Mitch, do me a favor. Find me a fucking chicken because I want you to feed it since Dutch isn't doing it. Find me a chicken. Don't worry, Mitch.
Good luck finding my drop.
So
we don't need yours. I'll take any chicken.
So the entire
that's a good one, though.
So the entire
that's
night.
That's a good one. Fuck you.
So the entire night, the hostess, Cola, was trying to be as sexy as possible. And every time she kept doing something, I would come over and help her out with it. She's like, wow, that seemed a lot sexier in my head than it actually turned out. And she kept doing that
time
the whole
out.
Night.
Why was she trying to be sexy?
Because she was just having a good
I thought
time.
She was married.
She is. She but just like every other female in that group, we love on each other's females.
That's how it works, man.
Okay.
So the first time she kind
of... Girl love, dude.
She kind of was laying backwards on her back and wanted to glide into the tub, like, boobs first. And I saw her, and I was like, oh, she's going to hit her head. So I come over to, like, help her out. And she, like, falls in like an awkward whale into the pool and gets out and was like, that seemed a lot sexier in my head. That did not turn out well. And then she did it again where she's like, I wanted to, you know, get down on the floor and then have somebody help me up. And she just stumbles up and she's like, God damn it.
So
still not.
After John gets a hand Joe in the hot tub and the hot tub looks like egg drop soup, Coletta, not knowing it happened, walks in there and starts soaking in it.
Of course, because he's still nude.
He's had this
nude
shit-eating grin on his face. He was just so happy to be there.
Yeah, he was fucking loving it.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with getting a little egg drop soup, as we called it.
Now, hold on a second. Like, Mitch, were you one of the ones, like, witnessed all this going down?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We saw the hand job happen, and then John came and we were talking, and then we looked back over to the hot tub. This was literally minutes after this happened, and Joe was in the hot tub all by himself, just his arms up, and it's like, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah, he's the only one, like, arms, because everyone else saw it happen, so he's just like... You know, arms out. Like, you know, I get it. You're not going to clean the whole hot tub out, but you always give it like...
So hold on. Did any of you guys think to tell him?
No.
No.
No. What are you, of crazy? Why would we ruin this good time for us? His pain is our... And then when we finally told him, he kept getting mad every time we'd bring it up.
No, actually, we didn't even tell him until like the next day.
Next day,
at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, oh shit, I forgot. By the way, Joe, you sat in John's cum last night. Just like that.
Oh, and Hammy in the chat room. And then again, Party Animal Dutch, Ash, sorry, Party Animal Ash was texting like the crazy on his phone in the corner.
To who?
We don't know.
Who in the fuck could he possibly be talking to?
Or playing some sort of Pokemon game.
Well, that I understand.
Yeah, because Dutch will be playing. What's that game you play, Dutch?
Heroes Charge.
Yeah, there you go.
So my favorite part of that evening was that our gay friend Poodle was there, and he was so fucking excited.
He was.
That Mersh was nude, that Coletta was nude. He was
like, I'm just so happy that everyone's so excited, that is so comfortable to take their penis out around me. He kept saying, like, the best weekend ever, because that area in Lakeland, there's a lot of fucking homophobic people, because it's really, like, Bible Belt-y, like, area.
Right.
So he was like, it just was so awesome that everyone just felt so comfortable. I'm like, yeah, dude. No. I go, this group, nobody gives a fuck.
And then there was Coletta, who was pissed off that no one was surprised about seeing his junk over and over again.
It was like, yeah, we know. But here it's so expected that no one really was like, all right, cool. Like, all right.
Like, oh, there's your junk.
Oh, look, all another right. penis.
Cool. And Josh, too, was like, I'm not even attracted to that guy talking about Coletta. And he goes, that British guy, though. Mm, love that British guy.
Yeah, really? Yes, he likes. Oh, Ash. Yes.
Ashley, you could have hooked the fuck up, dude.
Josh had a crush.
What the fuck, man? He could have totally banged, and he just was on Pokemon all night.
He had a crush on Ash, for realsies.
Dude, you dropped the ball in Florida, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's still a compliment.
No, not true. Ash is still here.
Yeah, he's still here.
Until Thursday.
Good so God, nut dick.
Let's see what happens.
Yep.
I'll work it out. Yeah.
You should.
So I guess, you know, that was another night where we went to bed at 4 a.m, knowing that the next day we wanted to get up and go to the beach.
Yeah, that was fucking.
So the Sunday, you know, that was the last day for most people. Sherry and Dutch and Mitch and Kelsey stayed like a day later. But we got up, had a late brunch in Lakeland, which was awesome. We went to the Red Door, and we were so loud and obnoxious that the entire restaurant cleared out, and it was just us. And we ended up getting a free bottle of sparkling champagne.
We were at the restaurant. We were at the restaurant with Josh, because Josh knows them, and the gay Josh is the best gay friend you could ever have.
Oh yeah, he's completely networked throughout all of Lakeland.
He's ridiculously known
because he's a hairdresser, so everyone loves him.
So when you hang out with him, you get the fucking VIP treatment, and he's fucking hilarious. So anyway. He's the reason we started saying Dax. I fucking love Dax.
Dax.
Dax. And then we started posting. Oh, then Josh today in the fucking group chat goes, hey guys, I think you guys are implying that Dex means dicks. I don't know where you got that. It was hilarious. So, anyway,
yeah, he actually got the entire group of More Like Radio doing two of his things. So Dex is one of them, and then the other one is saying yes, but with an A instead of an E. So yes, yes.
So
obnoxious.
I know. So we were in the restaurant. Now the people in the restaurant for brunch at this Red Door place was myself, Marie,
and 15 other people.
Buttercup, Ramcat, Sherry, Mitch. Josh, I forget who else. God, I forget who
else. So many
people. Oh, D, Sean were there. So then, for no reason whatsoever, because people start posting shit in the chat, Buttercup, Marie, Sherry, and D go into the bathroom and take a picture of themselves with their tops off.
Because why not?
And post it in the group chat for no reason.
It escalated quickly. What really do you want from us?
In the bathroom of the restaurant. Like crazy people. Now, mind you, the bathroom is just one stall. It's like a unisex thing. So they're crammed in the bathroom, taking their tops off.
What a big bathroom.
Now, if you've seen the picture, my favorite part of the picture is Sherry's face, because she looks so proud in it.
She's like, this is my boob.
Look at it, Sherry. Look at the picture. You look so proud in it. You're like, yes.
Yeah, how many compliments I got from my boobs. And I'm like, yes. Like, all my life, I've been told I had little tiny
boobs. Sherry's boobs were the boobs of the ball. I mean, it was ridiculous.
I need to log into Facebook.
Everybody was commenting on how great the boobs were.
Yes.
Are you allowed to do that?
Do what? Compliment boobs?
Oh my God.
Post naked pictures in the
chat rooms? In chat rooms?
In
yes.
In chat rooms,
yeah,
yes.
I meant Facebook.
Not on the... We didn't post it on anyone's wall. It was personal. It was through our fucking personal page.
I have to go back to the Saturday night pool party real quick now that we're talking about boobs.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I went to go dry off and change and like find a towel in the bathroom, and I go inside the house and Mersh was like at my ankles, and he goes, you know, so I just, we're going to be friends for a while, so I got to get this in the open. You have some really great tits. And then the woman's house we were at was like, yeah, I really like your nipples. And I'm like, huh. And then they were, then people were started discussing how much of a hit they wanted to take. Like, this was such a weird.
Yeah, everyone was just loving on everyone. It was a good time.
Dutch, check your Facebook chat. There you go. So now you can see it.
I'm posting pictures of the food at the Red Door, which was so good. Everyone was wishing that they were eating it right now.
Oh, fuck. They're like waffle sandwiches and shit. It was amazing.
Hey, I need to take an emergency shit real quick. I'll be right back.
Oh, God. This fucking alcoholic never just has to shit.
It has nothing to do with alcohol, you dummy. It has to do with me eating ice cream earlier today, and I'm lactose intolerant. Fuck off.
I apologize. Don't be mean.
No, fuck off.
Okay,
you guys
I'm going to fuck off.
You're
gonna
just cranky because you guys aren't with each other anymore.
I'm
going
to go fuck off
sad.
While he goes makes the duties.
So we had a wonderful brunch by ourselves and a table full of 15 drinking mimosas and all that. And then afterwards we went over to the beach and had fun beach times.
Oh, yeah.
And realized that global warming is in fact a thing because the beach was about 3 inches wide.
It was ridiculous.
Like... I was
eroded. It was fucking nuts.
I was like, I was here a couple of years ago and the beach was all the way out that way and the ocean is coming up to my feet and I just got here.
Oh, no, yeah, you walk like it's you immediately walk off the pier. Normally you get off the pier and there's a bit of beach. It was like pier, water. Like there was no even like there was you have people were just sitting up on like his high grass sandbanks on that side of the beach. Anyway, that was the Gulf side. It was clear water.
And then we figure, okay, whatever, that's fine. You know, we're going to go swimming anyway. So we go out in the water, and once you get up to the water is about at your waist, then there's no more sand left, and it's all just rocks. So you're stepping on rocks, and they really hurt, and the waves are pushing you in, and then sucking you out.
Jagged rocks.
Oh, yeah, there's a picture of the restaurant. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm just going back to the chat, through the thing. Yeah, like, before we, yeah, in the restaurant, so like I said, it was just cleared out. Nobody was there. We were so loud and annoying. So we went to the beach. What did we do after the beach? Back to our place?
Yeah, we went. We came back home and did one more night just hanging out as a group Sunday evening, just shooting the shit at our house. No pool that time. I think we were all exhausted. We just kind of... What did we do? Did we play Cards Against Humanity as a group? Or no, that was last night.
Yeah, no, Sunday night I did play Cards Against Humanity with Kelsey and with Dutch because Mitch and Sherry went to sleep. Because, mind you, these motherfuckers, they're old men and old, they're like old people. What time do you guys normally go to sleep? Because it was weird. Like, I was like, you're on vacation. Like
5:30-ish.
Like 40 minutes ago.
And here's the thing. Like, everybody was pretty much on the couch. Kelsey was passed out. Dutch was getting his interview with Joel. And I'm sitting here like, well, everybody's basically asleep anyways. Joe, when are you going to be done with your interview? I want to shower, fuck, and go to bed.
Oh, yeah, because shower, fuck, and go to bed in that order.
And it wasn't until Mitch and I were about to go to bed that we're like, oh, they're doing things. Too late.
Yep, I know. And that's the, by the way, there. I knew 100% after all those pool parties, sex was going to be happening in the house between these fucking weirdos and fucking John and Mystery Girl. And what were you going to say, Sherry?
I said it was going to happen sooner or later anyways. I just had to wait till the tampons were put away.
Till the tampons were put away.
Sherry is the epitome of sexy.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
She sure is.
Yeah, the fucking the way she talks is just so sexy.
Oh, the beach. I gotta put up this the photo I put in the chat. So I'm drawing this penis on the beach and I'm drawing MLR3 in it, and these
things you thought you would never hear, by the way.
And so I stepped back so they could walk past and they politely stepped over my giant cock.
Was it the Amish couple or was it a different couple? I don't remember now.
I thought it was
the weirdest mix of people there. There's a fucking Mexican guy with MS-13 tattoos, if you watch Gangland, fucking these fucking prison tats. And then over there, one over that is fucking this Amish. Like, they were Amish, right? Or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they were Amish.
Yep.
So we had gang members on one side of us and Amish on the other side of us, and we're in the middle like, what do you want from me? But we actually like air high-fived the gang guy because we caught him writing in sunscreen over his passed out friend's back some word or something like that. And we're like, good job, dude. Good job. But yeah, the beach was fun. It was a little cool, so we didn't spend too much time there. But we wanted to make sure everyone saw Florida Ocean before they went home and everything. And Mitch, you looked like you had a fun time, Mitch and Sherry, Monday while I was at work. You guys went to a national park and shit.
Yeah, most of the people left on Sunday, but Sherry and I didn't leave until, or they left Monday morning or whatever. But Sherry and I had the whole day Monday. We didn't leave until this morning, actually. So yesterday we went out to brunch or breakfast with Joe and Dan and Hammy.
Oh shit, that's right, you left this morning.
Yeah, we left this morning.
God, I'm so fuck, all the days are so melted together. Yep. To me still, sorry, go, you were saying.
But anyway, we went to breakfast with them and then they all left. We said
at
our goodbyes.
The Cracker Barrel, where we were making fun of the quality of people that were there.
Yep. And we're like, okay, let's go to, you're like, what do you want to do? I'm like, I don't know, I just want to go to like Cape Canaveral or some shit. And you're like, well, that's all touristy and stuff. I'm like, yeah, I don't actually care about NASA. Yeah. I just want to go to like the beach
right,
or just putz around, whatever. So your sister had posted on your wall, mm-hmm, like these lagoons and springs and shit.
Yeah, this
like,
place was called Juniper Springs.
Yeah, you want to check this place? I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever.
So there's like this scenic highway, apparently. It was really pretty. It was a really cool drive.
So that was cool. On our way there, we stopped by. There was just a trail that goes off the road. And there's
a lake. Yeah.
There.
That was weird. Like, that was cool. Like, there was nothing. Like, Mitch is driving the fucking rented Corolla through this dirt road. And we back it up. There's the picture of it. And there's, like, there's nothing out there. There's nothing there. It's not a park or anything. It's just a road with a lake.
Yeah.
So we all go pee there. And then Sherry puts her hand in the water because she said she peed on her hand.
I did. I peed on my hand.
Good job, Sherry.
Yeah. So we Dances Royce was hysterical, the Cracker Bro. I was making fun of a girl who was a little portly. That's all. She was kind of portly. And she was standing at the register. Hammy said oh fuck, what did Hammy, hold on. Hammy said, this woman looks like she would just hand them the menu to the waitress and go, yeah, with a side of course. They did say that.
Wait, what?
I said
it was they had the breakfast menu and then they had the lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
So I'll have yeah with a side of course.
Oh, okay.
She was so big.
You guys are such ducks.
We're fucking such ducks.
I want to go back to this lagoon thing that you guys went to. I'm so jealous.
Oh, that's where we left off. So, yeah, there's the pictures. Sherry's posting them. It's called Juniper Springs, and it was fucking $5 a person. It was the cheapest thing ever, like $15. And we pull up, and it's fucking beautiful. Like, it's this natural, clear spring, and when you look in the water, you could see, like, it bubbling up, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's completely clear.
Sweet. I want to go.
They built this wooden trail that you could walk through the nature thing, and there's so that get
by alligators, because there are signs saying that alligators will eat you.
There's definitely,
I did not see any motherfucking alligators. I was so mad.
Alligators and bears both are there.
I really wanted both.
Yeah, fucking
big homosexual men are active in this area.
Yeah, post that picture. Florida is very odd, where you could go to a park and you could have bears and alligators in the same park, like with no distinction. It was really weird, but really pretty. And people are just going in the spring, and they had like this like water mill that they had going there.
You're hairy. You're so hairy, like a bear.
Yeah. So we were hanging there. And yeah, they did have these signs where it says bears, very active bears or something like that. Or bears are active.
Active bears are hairy bears.
Active bears in this area.
You're hairy. You're so hairy, like a bear.
Right. So they have those pictures, but then for some reason they had them on the men and women's restroom. And what I'm going to do is, Marie, because I'm going to go back with you. I took a picture of what it looks like. I'm going to print out a new sign and replace their signs that says sexually active bears in the area. See right here, bears in this area are active. Bears are active in this area. I'm going to go, bears are sexually active in this area.
Everybody panic! It's just like the Titanic, but it's full of bears!
So, yeah.
See, when I saw that picture, I thought of, you hear that? Bears. Now the whole office is in danger.
So, yeah, we walked through the trail thing. It was pretty long. And now while we're in that trail, Mitch and Sherry start deciding on their next Christmas card. Mitch and Sherry
It's so adorable because it's such a nice picture, but then
you haven't seen
everything. Oh, no, hold on. Do you understand how brilliant that picture is, though?
Which one? Sorry.
It's such a serene lagoon picture. It's the one that Sherry just posted in the chat room.
Okay, I'm looking. I got you. Okay.
It's like a serene lagoon thing. If you actually look close, like she's grabbing his dick and he's grabbing her boobs. Like how
hilarious.
It looks so serene and beautiful. And then you actually look at what they're doing. And you're like, oh, wait.
I wish that was that a stock is photo.
Fucking brilliant, by the
I wish
way,
that was
too.
A stock photo in picture frames that you buy at Target.
Yes, exactly.
It's so fucking. And the thing is, don't zoom in. Use the entire landscape because that alone.
Yeah,
because
the first thing you focus on, is their face. Your eyes are drawn to that, and then the second thing you focus on is the background. It's not till the third
it's
or
like
fourth
a circular
thing.
Circular out kind of thing.
Yeah, it's not till you go your eyes go around and you go she's holding his dick,
she's grabbing his dick,
and then you. Your eyes go up, and then he's holding her boob.
Yeah, I was gonna say I saw the dick grab before I saw the boob grab.
I saw the dick grab before I saw the boob grab too.
So we're at this park, and we're walking.
This is the greatest picture ever. You guys should totally do this.
Well, Dutch, it gets better. We're at this park, and we're walking because you think this picture's good. They start talking about their next Christmas card.
You think this picture as well?
They asked me to keep a lookout in this trail. Mitch takes all his clothes off, grabs a palm tree leaf, holds it over his crotch so she can start taking pictures of it. And then he has one covering the front, one where he's holding it over his back. And by the way, Shitbag got a tick from it like an idiot.
Well, and I would like to point out that I was like, Royce, stand here. Mitch, get naked.
Exactly.
Like, I was very demanding on what I wanted.
Yeah, there wasn't a question asked. It was, this is what's happening more thing. And so Mitch takes the pictures. We leave the park, right? Yeah, after that, we left the park, right? Oh, yeah, there's a picture, Dutch. You're looking at it? There you go. Look in the chat room.
I like how, like, you refuse to show the final product. You just want to show the picture.
It's a teaser, man. You know that's not going to be released until it's edited. You know how they work.
Hell yeah.
So that's a behind the scenes.
That couple shot is the greatest.
Isn't it great?
That's just the whole idea of it. Like, just it being that big.
Yep.
Like, it's so subtle. I'm not joking, you two. That is fucking... Because even that took me at least 5 seconds after looking at it to actually identify. That is a great picture.
Thanks. That was the only thing I didn't put on Facebook.
I was going to say, put that one as your background photo on Facebook.
My dad does not need to see me grabbing your dick.
Okay, what about Mitch's dad?
Your dack?
My dad.
Your dack. His dad would be like, yeah, Mitch, high five. My dad would be like, oh, God.
After that, we drive over to New Smyrna Beach.
New Smyrna?
Yeah, which is on the other side, the Atlantic side. We get over there, and that beach, like I said, is not a tourist. It was completely empty, but it was really pretty.
Yeah, we had free parking.
Yeah.
Free parking. You can just walk right on the beach. We walked down for a while.
Yeah. We walked down on the beach, just hung out. I mean, we really didn't do much. We saw a crab, I guess.
Yeah.
And then we came back to the house. Then.
Hold on, right before this, now it's about 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Finally get a call from Dutch.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what are you doing?
Hey, buddy, where are you?
Hey, man.
I tried calling one of your... Here's the thing about Royce.
Here's the thing.
I have four different numbers that he has changed over the last 7 years that I've known this kid. in my phone. So I called each of them progressively about 11 o'clock that morning.
I tried.
None of them. No. You called Sherry. You didn't call me. I called Royce on one of those numbers and none of them were answered. So I was like, okay, well, I guess he normally works through text. So you did call Sherry, but you know what? I probably am going to blame Sherry for this because she's not in the room. She just didn't Kelsey? Call you back or you tell Kelsey? Me that you called.
You mean Kelsey? You keep calling her Sherry.
You love me. I think you masturbate to
oh,
me.
Oh, oops.
I do.
Sorry. Because you guys were in contact with each other. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, I would not put it past anybody on the show that added some extra Spank Bank pictures to their mental inventory this weekend. I would not put it past any of you. In fact, I got some really weird looks from some of you guys at some point where I could see the conflict in your eyes.
Yeah.
Which made me lol.
So, and yeah, by the way, Sherry, I was telling Sherry, you can never go back, Sherry. This is now you've been tainted. You're evil sinner.
Like you act like us. I was innocent before. You really
were. You were. Mitch, has she ever been that crazy as long as you've known
Not her? Innocent, just a little more conservative than no, you
okay,
are.
Okay, wait. Well, hold on. Hold on.
Here's Mitch, the thing.
Babe, hold.
Okay, go ahead.
You call me Babe or him?
Me.
Did hey, you ever play strip poker with your Girl Scout troop at the age 14?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I did, yes.
Yes.
I acted like I played definitely white-chicked it and acted like I was a woman.
Now, Dutch, you white-chicked it. You white-chicked it. What I did was...
Girl Scout troop.
What I did was I ladybugged it like that Rodney Dangerfield movie and pretended to be a female soccer player and played strip poker with them.
Oh, they...
Mm-hmm.
Mitch, what were you going to say?
I don't remember.
I'm sorry.
So the answer is no, right?
No, what?
That you've never been. No, that Sherry's now pretending like she was this bad girl.
She was, so she's always been a piece of shit, but she always had to hide it from society.
Got it.
And she met me, and then I introduced her to you guys, and now she can just be an open piece of shit.
Yeah, isn't it great? It's like freeing. It's like joining the dark side, right? Like, it's well, okay, so free.
You know, it's a little insulting by calling her a piece of shit. I think it's just. Little insulting.
You know what? You've talked to Kelsey way worse than me.
Yeah. Fucking Dutch and Kelsey. Yeah. Watching
well, she's him. An asshole. You're not so much of as one.
Aw, Dutch.
Come on. You guys have all met her. You guys all get... I mean, come on. Let's be honest.
Do you want us to insult your girlfriend?
Please.
A little.
Because I'm not gonna.
Yes, you are.
We like her.
Oh, I want to get
did. But, the funniest thing that happened this week. Oh, I was funniest, I, one of the funniest things that happened was the first night when everybody started getting naked. Like Marie was doing that thing. Like, you know, like when you're like in a pool with a toddler and you kind of like pick them up and like carry them around the pool.
Yeah.
Marie was doing that with Kelsey.
Oh,
and
yeah.
At one point, she like I remember looking over and hearing her going, Kelsey. You're screaming right in my ear. Like, I can hear you. You know that because you're right in my ear.
I believe the exact words I said were, I'm right here, Kelsey.
It was the same thing. We got the same thing across.
No, but I was more subtle. Like, I was very lovingly embracing her and looking her in the eyes. I'm like, I'm right here. There's no need. Like, I know that you and Dutch like to yell at each other instead of talking. But there's no need.
Here's the thing. I'm the quiet one in our relationship.
Oh, we forgot to mention in the live event. God damn it, because I saw a picture how fucking shitty we are. Let's just go back to Saturday real quick. Cody and fucking Daniel, whatever their last names are, who are listeners, actually drove in and flew.
Daniel
in.
Bryan?
Daniel Tarr?
Yes!
What's their names, yes! Mitches?
Yes!
Mitchell, what are their names?
Fucking know his name.
Cody Rousseau, which is the fucking really racist guy in my timeline.
Oh, shit, and Stewart.
Stuart was also there.
A few people were there, but yes, go on. Doesn't matter their names. Cody and Dan, what do you want?
Yeah, no, they just forgot to mention that they were there. That's all. The people flew in and stuff.
Well, Stewart was the guy from the Hooter Greenway show.
Yeah.
Yes.
And actually, we had a couple of listeners show. I know he's going to listen to this later and get mad at me. I apologize, buddy, for forgetting your name, but... He was like a long time listener. And
Daniel,
I'm just forgetting
Daniel,
I'm hammered right now. Please don't get mad at me.
I got it. Hold on, Daniel. Tabit. 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 Tabit.
To boot? Was it him? The short, skinny guy with the gray
glasses.
Shirt?
With the glasses?
Yes.
You got the glasses?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Daniel.
The greatest thing was, I was like, hey, man, I'll buy you a drink. He's like, whatever you're getting. So I get a scotch, and he just like sits there and looks at it for about 4 minutes, and he's like, and he takes a few sips, and he's like, I don't think I can do this. I was like, then why'd you say whatever I'm drinking? Like, dude. Because I'm buying you a drink. Why would you say, hey, I'll drink a beer or I'll drink a whatever?
If he's a longtime listener, he should have known better than to say whatever Dutch is drinking.
Dan?
Yeah. That's on you.
That's on you, Dan.
Dan!
Dan!
Not
Dan!
Not another
Dan!
One.
Dan!
Mom!
Dan!
Mom!
Dan!
Okay.
Mom!
Dan! Okay, okay, stop, mommy. Stop.
Alan! Mommy!
Stop.
Mommy!
Stop.
Mama! Mama!
Alan!
Mama!
Your nippers
Ma.
Are so
Alan.
Pink!
Ma!
Dan. Alan!
Ma!
Dan.
Ma! Mom!
Dan.
Mom! Mom!
Dan.
Mom!
Dan.
Mommy! Mommy!
Really?
Motion!
Really?
Dan.
God, he was so frigging buff, I couldn't believe it.
You always have to end it with like with a good one, like a good little period at the end, you know?
Right.
All
right, let's get out of here.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. Guys, we probably missed a lot, but that's a good thing when you have two shows like Dutch and Royce and then Hippo Juice like tomorrow. We're sure we're going to get other sides and other stories because Coletta's going to be on, Buttercup Sunset's going to be on, Rampcat Jackson's going to be on.
They're also going to be on the Game of Thrones, yes, Wieners and Chuds.
And the Wieners and Chuds tomorrow. Dutch, can you
they want to be a part of it too?
Yeah. Dutchy, real quick though, seriously, edit the Game of Thrones one for me, buddy, please.
I did last week.
No, you did not. Remember, because I forgot to upload, because my Dropbox wasn't open, so you never got it. It was my fault. Anyway.
You haven't put it in yet.
It's in there now.
Oh, this is on you, not me. Yay.
It's in there, shitbag. So listen to Marta Hippo Juice. I really should have done that off air. I'm sorry.
Royce, why you better?
I am, but don't put me on the spot. I fucking hate it.
You're always the first one, stupid.
No, I'm not. You change it all the time, you motherfucking liar.
Shut up.
You can't just change the goddamn rules.
Oh, just tell me. Come on.
I am better than you because I was the best host out of all the hosts at MLR Live 3.
That's lame. Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because I got naked in a national forest and then Royce tagged them in the photos.
Whoop, whoop.
Marie, why are you better?
I'm better because I got permission from you to make out with your girlfriend.
Damn it, that was mine. Sherry, why are you better?
I am better than you because I take titty pics in a little bathroom with three other women at a restaurant.
At a restaurant.
And I'm better than you because I'm the only person this weekend, male or female, that actually got to touch Joe Coletta's dick because I punched it.
Wop, wop.
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. Just listen tomorrow night for Hippo Juice. We'll be on talking about the rest of the weekend with everything we missed, obviously, for tonight. So,
yeah, all that bullshit with Dutch said. Do that.
All right. Talk to you guys tomorrow. And see you next week. That's Royce.
Cheers. Oh, my God. Cheers. Let's get some shiz. Let's get some shiz. Let's get some shiz. Let's get some shiz. Shiz.